State wrestling coverage on Q92 with Dick Newman and Danny Lee, brought to you by AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, United Prairie Bank, Heartland Eye Care Centers, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor, Prairie Brand Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Prairie Winds Wellness, Dawson Truck Parts, Farmers Co-op Association, Jim's Market in Canby, Dawson Grain Co-op, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Ludvigson Tiling, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers Co-op Elevator of Hanley Falls, Heartland Motor Company, Hot Oil Company, American Surplus. Wrestling brought to you by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Mineota Building Center, Jeff Olson Seed, Schulke Agency, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Bottling Company, NAU Country Insurance, United Wrestling Club, Mineota Vet Clinic, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Blackboro Co-op Oil Company. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison, Haslin Construction, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Jenny O Turkey Store, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tri-County Vet Clinic, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Bank of the West, Mineota, and Norm's Machinery Repair.
At the Xcel Energy Center, Dick Newman along with Danny Lee. Cole Bungarden is the next matchup here on mat 6. They're in the minute left in the second period, so barring a quick fall, it's going to be, you know, a couple minutes before he gets out there. But we can see him down there.
Yep.
Hopping around, getting loose, and he'll be wrestling John Allen from Fridley. What grade?
He's a senior. Yep. Got a 30-3 record right now, so a couple seniors locking up for one of the two, or it's going to be their last match.
Yeah. Go ahead and how Cole has got to this point.
Yeah, Cole's first match wrestled Zachary Jakes of Mankato West. Number 2 ranked kid in the guillotine. At the end of the first period, it was 7-0 in favor of Jakes, and then shortly into the second period, Cole reached back and kind of just got caught, put on his back, and like we've said a lot of times, these bigger guys go to their back down here. It's hard to get off.
Yep.
Guys are very physical, and they lock on pretty tight, so Cole was pinned at the 210 mark there, and then in his next round wrestled Elshon Robbs from Blake, also a senior, 35-6. Good close match. Cole ended up pulling it off 5-3, so kept him alive in the tournament, and now he will wrestle John Allen of Fridley.
Cole in that wrestle back really wrestled a smart match. There was no scoring in the first period, and then did a nice job of riding, getting some back points in that, and then just did what he had to do to pull off the victory. I'm sure the Blake wrestler was a little frustrated that he couldn't do anything, but that's what you do.
In these bigger matches, that, you know, when it gets down to that end, it's tough to score on these guys too, because these kids are so physical, they can just block you out, and you know, so yeah. But yeah, Cole did a great job on that match, did what he had to do. You know, in that third period, he slowed it down a little bit, got warned for stalling once, but no big deal. There's no points awarded. You get one free one, and he used it to his advantage, and that's part of the system down here.
Yeah, no
you,
question.
You do whatever you can do to advance.
Right, and no question. He won that match in that second period where
right.
He scored those back points in that, and then that's all you have to do. Danny, you've said it best all the way through the tournament. All you have to do is win by one, and he actually won by two, so he doubled that.
You know, a lot of kids come down here, and they want to just go 100 miles an hour, and you know, if that's their style, that's fine and dandy, but, you know, you got to be smart about it, too. You got to be under control at all times. People get caught by doing things maybe a little too wide open sometimes, and that can hurt you down here.
Do what you've done to get to this point through your whole career. There's no sense in changing your style right now.
That's exactly right.
If the opportunity arises, yes, take it, but otherwise keep a steady flow of what you're doing. 15 seconds before Cole match comes up here, so upon conclusion of this, we'll hang up again, and then the semifinals will start around 10:15, and we'll have a Mineota wrestler, the second weight, 113 pounds, namely in Brant Bicey. And we'll have six of those matches. Cole has to win in order to keep going. Do or die for either he or Allen. And then the winner is guaranteed to be on the podium. And they'll have to wait till after the semifinals, because they'll wrestle then a loser from the semifinals. And if they win this round, and they're guaranteed the spot on the podium, that's right. But if they win against the semifinal, then they'll wrestle later on for third place. If they lose, they'll wrestle later on for fifth place. So that's a really important...
Gets to be a long day for them.
Down to 10 seconds left in that match prior to them. They had
a little blood time there.
Blood time, yeah.
The one wrestler shoots in on the other leg, and the guy just locked up on him, and he's not going to let him go around, and he wins the match.
Yeah.
Cole coming out on the match. Looks like going over to check in. Going to be over in the red corner.
Taking on John Allen from Fridley. Fridley has a rich tradition in wrestling, especially probably in the 90s, 80s. Kind of a unique uniform, black and gold, but the back of him looks like stripes of a tiger.
Tiger stripes on. It's kind of cool.
And guess what their nickname is?
Well, I'm assuming the Tigers.
Oh, basically the same structure, same height in that, Allen and Cole Bungarden. Once again, it's only a one-minute first period. They're locked up right in the small circle. Allen tried to slide around there, and nothing you're doing there.
And Cole Bungarden.
Now Allen shoots in on a single and gets a takedown. And he's working on chipping him. Bungarden trying to get up on his feet, and Allen does a roll and has got Cole on his back. He's going to have some back points coming. 3-point near fall. Short time. And now he turns Cole over again. Going to have back points. The fall at 58 seconds. So, thus ends a great career for Cole. He picked up his 60th win this season, and a three-sport athlete, and he is out of the tournament, but he got here, and he won a match.
Yeah, got to get out on the mat three times, so good job by Cole.
Yep. Hank Ireland and Ross Jurgensen, give him a pat on the back and say thanks for all your hard work and dedication. With that, we'll send it back to the studio, and we'll call back when the semifinal round continues. Continuous action here from the Xcel Energy Center here in St. Paul. Back to you in the studio.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 with Dick Newman and Danny Lee, brought to you by AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, United Prairie Bank, Heartland Eye Care Centers, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor, Prairie Brand Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Prairie Winds Wellness, Dawson Truck Parts, Farmers Co-op Association, Jim's Market in Canby, Dawson Grain Co-op, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Ludvigson Tiling, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers Co-op Elevator of Hanley Falls, Heartland Motor Company, Hot Oil Company, American Surplus. Wrestling brought to you by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Minneota Building Center, Jeff Olson Seed, Schulke Agency, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Bottling Company, NAU Country Insurance, United Wrestling Club, Minneota Vet Clinic, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison, Haslin Construction, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Jenny O Turkey Store, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tri-County Vet Clinic, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Bank of the West, Minneota, and Norm's Machinery Repair.